Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is Evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. I'm excited to have all of our listeners tune in on the show on today. And as always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer by our co-host.
Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. Father, we honor you today because truly it is you that is worthy of the honor, the glory, and the praise. As we connect, praise God, upon the Facing Your Fears radio talk show from around the world this evening, we ask that you would forgive us for sins of commission and omission, things we've done knowingly and unknowingly. Father, we thank you for our guest today, that you have touched his heart, Reverend Dr. DeAndre Cranberry. Praise God to come forth this evening and break the bread of life as it concerns the power of the resurrection. For truly, you are the resurrection and life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. We certainly thank our co-host for that awesome prayer on today. And remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic on today just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Yes, on today we will be discussing the power of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection. And we'll be talking about, we'll be discussing death, resurrection, sin, faith, Christian power, and we're going to be talking about Christ Jesus. Yes, we are. This is an awesome, awesome topic for today, and we want to welcome our guests on the show on today, Reverend Dr. Granberry, and we'll be bringing him into the studio shortly. But listeners, we do want to welcome you to Facing Your Fears on today. And remember, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Feel free to just press that number one, and we will bring you into the studio with us. Good afternoon, Dr. Granberry. How are you doing today?
Amen. Bless you, Evangelist Norma Chapman. We're doing wonderful today. It's a wonderful day, amen.
God bless you, God. We're so very happy and excited to have you on our show today. And our ears are open to hear what the word, what God has given you to give to us on today. We know it's an awesome, awesome, awesome topic. And we just can't wait to hear what the Lord has given you to pour out to our listeners on today. So yield right here and let my co-host, our co-host, our listeners, bring our guest into the studio once more. And he's already in the studio at this time, but she's going to introduce him to you all. God bless your co-host.
I am so thankful this evening to have the opportunity. First and foremost, I too, along with Evangelist Norma Chapman, our amazing host, So grateful and welcome Reverend Dr. DeAndre S. Granberry to the Facing Your Fears radio talk show. I welcome what the Lord has given him to share with us and the listeners tonight as it concerns the power of the resurrection. And before I go forth and introduce him, I just want the listeners to know that you too are part of this great topic tonight, and we want you to feel free to touch that number one and come in with any questions or any comments you may have on this awesome topic as well. So without any further ado, I present to some, introduce to others, none other than our amazing, awesome guest today, man of God, praise God, as he shares this evening on the power of the resurrection, none other than Reverend Dr. DeAndre S. Granberry. God bless you, man of God. I yield to you.
Amen. We thank you, Pastor Doris, the wonderful co-host and host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Again, I thank you all, Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Doris, for this opportunity. Amen. I do not take it lightly. I am honored to be invited into studio and to be with you all on this evening. So thank you all, wonderful people of God, wonderful women of God, for this opportunity and for this invitation. Again, it's not taken lightly. So I do honor you, host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris. It's my first time being able to engage with you, Pastor Doris, to my wonderful, like a spiritual mom to me, Evangelist Chapman. I want to thank God for you and, again, this invitation. And she spoke so very well of Pastor Doris. So I thank God, Pastor Doris, that we've been able to encounter. Certainly, I thank God for you. So I am Reverend Dr. DeAndre Granberry, Senior Pastor of the Miracle Baptist Cathedral in Gretna, Louisiana. This year will make 10 years, a decade that we have been going on and doing ministry. And so, again, we're in the city of Gretna, state Louisiana. We are a people that come together, amen, and we thank God for God doing what he does in the midst. Miracle Baptist. So again, that's why I serve as pastor, and I thank God for the members of the Miracle Baptist Cathedral. Again, we are elated to be here to discuss this topic, the power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection. I was in prayer, and God gave me the scriptures, John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, and he also gave me the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Again, that's John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, and the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, verses 10 through 11, which reads in John chapter 11, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth shall never die. Certainly there is power in the resurrection, and I thank God for it. Amen. Then also he gave me Philippians chapter number 3, verses 10 and 11. Again, Philippians chapter number 3, verses 10 and 11, which declares that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, and by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Certainly there is power in the resurrection. And I thank God that he died, but I also thank God that he got up. He did not just stay dead. He did die a death. He died because there was a price that had to be paid for the penalty of sin. And I thank God that he died. He died on the cross, a horrible death. Amen. On Calvary's cross, paid a price that he did not owe. Also that we could have a right to the tree of life. I bless God that he died, and I bless him that he didn't stay there, but that he got up. He resurrected with all power in his hand. And because he resurrected, he told us, greater works shall you do in my name. I bless God because he got up. And because he got up, I can get up. We don't have to stay in a horrible place. We don't have to stay in a horrible state. Because just like Jesus got up, He told us you also have the power to get up from the place that held you in bondage. You have the power to get up from that place that held you with chains and that place that held you in a place that will make you think low of yourself. He told us you can resurrect from that place, and there was power in the resurrection. Because he got up, you can get up. It's been rough, but you can get up. It's been tough, but you can get up. Jesus rose from the dead, and because of that, I am justified. Amen. Because he got up, justification took place for humanity. The Bible declares, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The reality is this. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. Amen. He came down in a form of a man to reconcile us back to himself. I thank God for God the Son reconciling us back to God the Father. The Bible declares that God shut his mouth from the book of Malachi and Matthew. Amen. During that time, he no longer spoke to the priest. He no longer spoke to the prophet. We were separated and alienated from God. Jesus wanted to reconcile us back to God the Father. He looks from the heaven and can't find an angel whom is worthy. He looks on the earth. He cannot find a man that is worthy. Goes down to the pits of hell, and he can't find one that's worthy. Jesus declares, prepare me a body. I'll go down and redeem man back unto myself. Jesus, born of a virgin, by way of the virgin birth, the immaculate conception. Angel appears before Mary, said, Mary, you have found favor with God. You're going to bring forth a son. The Bible declares Jesus is born by way of the immaculate conception. He is God, but he's man. He's not half God and half man. He's 100% God, and he's 100% man. He's human and divine. The humanity mixed up with divinity became Jesus, but God. God manifested in the flesh. Jesus has a purpose, and that's to reconcile us back to himself. And because he came, there was a purpose for him coming, which was for reconciliation. So it brings us now to the resurrection. See, we cannot celebrate the resurrection and don't celebrate his birth. We cannot celebrate the resurrection and don't realize that there was a purpose that he came. The purpose of him coming was to get him to the resurrection. So I bless him that he was resurrected. And because of that, I'm justified. So because I am justified, when God looks at me, he don't see me as who I am. You can be a liar, but you're justified. So when God looks at you, he don't see you as the liar you are, but all he sees is the blood of his son. See, that's what justification is. Justification shows that I'm covered by the blood. You could be a fornicator, but when he looks at you, he sees the blood of his son. So I bless God today that even though I have wronged, come on, all of us have come short of the glory of God. Paul said, it is that I don't want to do good. It's just that when I decide to do good, evil finds itself to be present. So my mindset is not that I don't want to do good. Jesus said it this way. Jesus declared, my spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I bless God today that even though we have made a mistake and we have fallen, all of us have, so we don't have a right to stick our nose up at nobody.
That's right.
We don't have no right to look down at nobody. All of us are justified by his blood. I turn you over to the hands of our host and our co-host.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm sitting here.
Glory to God.
Reverend Granberry, Dr. Granberry, as you go forth on this topic, on the power of resurrection. And he's breaking it down to us listeners to let us understand that everything that we've done in the past and what we're doing today and what we'll do tomorrow has been justified. It was justified when Jesus rose died on the cross and suffered. And then when he rose with all power in his hand. And he gave us the power to operate in the Christian body, in the body of Christ. Listeners, I don't know about you, but I'm truly enjoying. You're starting out on today with a powerful, powerful word from the God, filling us with wisdom. And I pray that all of you would have a listening ear and eat what God is giving us on today. Not only listeners, I pray that you would digest it and that you would put it in your heart and keep it in your mind, and that you may go out and share it with someone that may be lost and doesn't know about the name of Christ Jesus. Listeners, you too have an opportunity to join in on this awesome conversation on the day. Just press that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Yes, we're talking about the power of resurrection on today, and we will be continuing with our guest, Dr. Granberry. And we just wanted to just check back in with our listeners if there is any new callers, and we want to let you know you are truly, truly, truly welcome on today's show. We love all of you all, and I'm going to bring Dr. Granberry back into the studio. He's going to continue teaching on the power of resurrection, and then he's going
Amen.
To and bring our co-host into the studio and hear what she has. I know she's fired up at about now. Listen, you all know Pastor Smith. I know she's fired up, ready to go. But we're going to yield right now back to our guest, Reverend Dr. Granberry. And let me express to our listeners that I do work with Reverend Dr. Granberry. He's not only the pastor of his great church, he also serves, I serve with him in the Universal Baptist Missionary Association. And he served as our general secretary, so he's a man that wears many, many hats, and he's always doing, got his hand on the gospel, fly ready to do the will of God. I yield back to you, Dr. Granberry. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you again to our host, Evangelist Chapman, and our co-host, Pastor Doris. So again, we're talking Amen. About the power of the resurrection. So because he rose from the dead, we're justified. God, I thank you for your justification. Having believed in Jesus, we are righteous in the eye of God. Amen. The righteousness of God is what God sees when he looks at you, not the wrongdoing, not your shortcoming. So the reality is all of us have come short, so we don't have no business to dig nobody else down in no ditch. Our reality is we ought to pray for one another, love on each other, and lift each other up in God. That is power of the resurrection. But the resurrection power, it just don't end with forgiveness. But Christ's resurrection empowers us to conquer sin in our lives and teach us to walk in the love of Christ. The reality is Jesus showed love all while he was on earth. He loved his enemies. He loved those that talked about him. While he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. He's showing us love. He's showing us how to operate in love. Don't matter how folks treat you. Don't matter how people talk about you. I have, amen, a just duty to love you no matter what you have done to me. And that's the reality as a Christian. We serve God and we are in God, and the Bible declares that he is love. And we ought to take on the characteristics of God and we become not churchgoers, but we become disciples. He never said, I'm going to raise up church people. He said, I'm going to raise up disciples. And the Bible declares, how will you know that we are his disciples if not because we got a title on our name? Not because we sit on the pulpit, not because we're in the choir stand, but we don't know you a disciple because of how you love one another. See, that's the power of the resurrection. The power is I can kill the old man, and I'm now walking in the newness of life. The newness of life says I got a new walk, I got a new talk. God has changed me. He's covered me by the blood. And he have come in and brought about a redemption
and reconciliation over my life. So I used to be mean, but because I'm in God now, I'm in love. Come on. I used to have a nasty attitude, but because I'm in God now, I watch what I say. Come on. Because when you are in God, amen, you ought to walk the way he walks. He becomes the perfect example for the believer. So I curse you out the way I used to curse you out. I can't talk about you the way I used to talk about you. Because now that I am in God, I have taken on his characteristics. But the problem is, Paul said, many of you have not learned Christ. You are in God, but you don't know Christ. Come on. You call yourself in church, but you're not in Christ. Many of us can say we know God and really don't know him. Because if he's your God, he becomes the Lord of your life. He becomes your deliverer. Come on. So many of us, we so quick to yell God, but we really don't know who God is. We so quick to talk about God, but we don't know who he is. Because when you are in God, you ought to testify of the change that God has brought over our life. And so I bless him because when we know him, amen, we can walk according to his word. His word became the example for us.
Yes, Lord.
The resurrection was God's divine plan for redemption. Amen. It was a plan for Jesus dying on that cross. And it was to get him to be resurrected from the grave and to bring about redemption to all humanity and to all mankind. Salvation is to be found in a personal relationship with a living Jesus. You see, Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Doris, I wouldn't want to serve a Jesus who I couldn't say was living.
Come on,
I bless God today that I serve a risen Savior. And he's real. I feel him in my hand. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me.
Yes,
he's real. And he's real, I know. I wouldn't want to serve a God and have to question if he's real.
Thank you, Lord.
So he's a living Jesus who didn't stay in the grave, but he was raised from the dead to bring about redemption to all of us. And if you believe that, then you are saved. I'm not saved by how much money I have. I got to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. Nicodemus came by night and said, look here, how am I to be born again? Am I to be born just in my mother's womb? Woo, Jesus said, no, that's not how you get to be redeemed. Not how you get to be saved. Not by God. See, he was looking in the natural, but this is a spiritual thing God is doing. It's spiritual.
Yes.
That's why he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. My warfare is not with a man or with a woman, but it's with the spirit that has jumped on the inside of that individual.
Yes,
it's a spiritual thing. The power of the resurrection allows you to walk in a new life. And behold, he said, I'm doing a new thing. All things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I bless God that I know him because of who he is today. A lot of people are with God because of the benefit. But I don't just bless him because of what he can do for me. I bless him because of who he is to me. So my worship is not about a physical thing. A materialistic thing. I worship him because he's the Lord of my life. Evangelist Chapman, last year this time, about 13 months ago, amen, I walked on the front porch and I was shot in my right hip. Two guys were shooting at one another, and the bullet went from my right hip to my intestine. Rushed to the hospital, died at the hospital. But I bless God because I tell you, he's a healer. He brought me back to life.
Yes, he did.
That's how good he is.
Yes,
so you got to get to know him for yourself. And I thank God that in that predicament, he gave me a testimony, and I can testify of the miraculous works of God and the healing power of God. See, that's the power of the resurrection. It's not us just coming to church, but it's been able to testify that God has done a work in our life.
Oh, yes.
And I love them today. If anybody should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, I want them to think Jesus was the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. We're back in the hands of our host today and our co-host.
God bless you, God. Listen, I know you are truly being blessed by this here message from the Lord on today, this mighty man of God, Reverend Dr. Granberry. God bless him, Lord Jesus. Continue to pour out your fresh anointing on him as he continues with the topic on today, the power of resurrection. And remember, you two listeners can join in on this awesome topic today. Guess my president number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts, if you want to just call and encourage Dr. Granberry, you're welcome to just press that number one on your phone. At that time, I will bring you into our live studio. I will yield now to our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Co-host.
My God, I tell you, I bless the name of the Lord this evening. As the man of God is truly richly pouring out, anointed, the power of the anointing is all in what he's sharing here this evening. I tell you, I'm just having church right here just listening. I thank God this evening as he's sharing about the power of the resurrection. When I think about this resurrection, praise God, as he's sharing so beautifully and anointedly on this line today, I begin to think about how God loved me, how much he did just for me. I messed up so bad, praise God, that he had to go and never knew sin, never did sin, never committed sin, but he bore all of mine. I just think, and when you think about what he did, he wasn't just obedient unto death. He loved, that was love in his obedience unto death. He loved us like nobody else can. There's no greater love. When I look at this resurrection, there is no greater love than the love he displayed when he gave up his life. They couldn't take his life. He laid his life down. There's no greater love. He freed you and me from the penalty and the power of sin. Sin carries a penalty. It's a very heavy penalty. And if we're not free from it, it'll cause us to lose what he came for. He didn't come for us to die. He came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly and that we may live. Praise God. So we're living, praise God, to live again. He has paid the ultimate price. So don't spend all your life here and then lift up and hear him say, depart from me. I know you not, you work of iniquity. He wants us to stand and live holy because he's holy. Live righteous because he's righteous. He's done everything that needs to be done for you and I to be able to live in eternity. I tell you, I don't know no greater love. And I bless the name of the Lord because Reverend Granberry said it. I tell you, I don't know nobody, praise God, that loved me like this. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. The very best thing. There's nobody nowhere like him. He had to ask to give a body to be prepared because then nobody qualified. He was the only one qualified to lay down his life and die. I bless the, oh my God, I thank you, Jesus. God bless you. I just want to sit back and I'm going to yield this back to the man of God to just keep going and keep blessing us. God bless you, Reverend Granberry.
God bless you. God bless you. Listeners out there, I don't know about you, but I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed on today with this mighty, mighty, mighty topic, the power of resurrection. When I think about that, a song comes into my mind, down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. And we all should say glory, glory, glory to his name because truly he's worthy. He's worthy, listeners, to be praised on today. I don't know about you, but I thank God for sending his darling son, Jesus, dying for my sins and dying for your sins and suffering on that cross that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And listen, if you don't have your business in order, I plead today that you start getting your business in order because truly, just like he died for our sin, we were born into this world, but we were born to die. We're going to leave here one day. And we don't want God, Jesus suffering, God's son Jesus suffering to be in vain. We want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. We want to live with a mind like Jesus Christ. We want to illustrate Jesus Christ as we walk down this Christian journey because he has left a legacy for us to live by. And truly, 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 I want to be that woman that God is calling for in the last day. I want to walk worthy of my calling, worthy of his name, worthy of his suffering and shame. I'm going to yield back to our guest, Dr. Granberry, as he continues this awesome topic on today, the power of resurrection. Yes, we are discussing the power of resurrection on the day, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is the foundation of the Christian faith. Without the resurrection, the belief in God's saving grace through Jesus Christ would be destroyed. When Jesus rose from the dead, he confirmed his identity as the Son of God and his work of an atonement, redemption, reconciliation, and salvation. We must understand that the resurrection was a real literature, physical raising of Jesus' body from the dead. Stay tuned in, listeners, as we continue on this amazing episode on today to learn much more about this awesome topic, to learn and to get more of a closer walk with Jesus Christ, to learn how to get to come Jesus Christ as our guest continues this awesome topic on today. I yield now back and bring back into the studio with us Reverend Dr. Granberry. I yield to you now, Dr. Granberry. Continue.
Sure. Amen. I've enjoyed the both of you, are Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Doris, talking about the power of the resurrection. You both have spoken so boldly and profound, and I truly have enjoyed the both of you all. Certainly, there is power of the resurrection. Amen. You said it, Pastor Doris. He was so powerful. He said, don't no man have the power to take my life, but I lay it down myself, that in 3 days later, I'll raise it back up again. Don't no man have the power to touch it. Whatever happened, I'll allow it to be so because of who I am and because the scripture might be fulfilled and because I have a work to do to bring about reconciliation and redemption. The reality is this. The Bible says in Philippians chapter number 3, amen, verses 10 through 11, this sums it up, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the power of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. He said, look here, Paul is saying that I may know him. See, Paul been through a lot. You know, Paul's name was Saul, amen, on the road to Damascus, he met Jesus. The Bible said that Saul fell to his knees, and the question was asked, why is it that you persecute my Christian? That day, Saul, amen, got a change. He got delivered. Amen. He accepted the assignment that was on his life, and his name was changed from Saul to Paul. Paul being an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, born out of due season. Paul didn't go through catechism. Paul didn't go to ministerial classes. Paul didn't get no teaching from no pastor. Paul said, everything I've learned, I got from Jesus himself. Paul said, look here, there is resurrection in the power. Let me tell you so much so about how I know. Because Paul said that I may know him. So you got to know who he is. A lot of us are in church, but we don't know him. Because when we know him, as I said earlier, we take on his characteristics. So Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. I'm going to know him in the power of his resurrection because just like he got up, he's telling me I also have the power to get up. It's a horrible pit, but I can get out of it. It's a terrible situation, but I can get out of it because I got strength in Jesus, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. He said not only about the power of his resurrection, but in the fellowship of his suffering. See, a lot of us want to reign, but we don't want to suffer. Grandma said we're living in a microwave generation. Pop it in, pop it out. Don't know
nobody want to suffer nothing. Don't nobody want to go through nothing. But one of the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. You got to learn to endure. You got to learn to suffer. You got to learn to go through. You got to learn to be isolated. You got to learn to be rejected. You got to learn to be talked about. You want to be in God, and you want to grow in God, but you don't want to go through nothing. He said, I have learned the suffering, come on, of Christ because I've fellowship in his suffering, because I understand that in order for me to have a glory, I got to go through something. You want a glory, but you don't want a story. You want to be able to parade, amen, in the glory of God, but you don't want to go through. All of us will suffer and will go through, but I bless God that I don't go through by myself. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. The king said, did we not throw three of them in here? They look like a fourth one. He looked like the Son of God. I bless God that I don't have to go through by myself, but I got a God that walks with me, talks with me, tell me I am his own. I love him today because he don't let me suffer by myself. He go through with the believer. He go through with his children. And I bless God that even though I got to go through, I'm going through with a God on my side. I don't have to go through isolated. I don't have to go through by myself. But when I go through, he's right along with me, and I bless him today. A lot of people don't want to suffer. They want to be in God, but they don't want to go through anything. They want to be in God, and they don't want to endure nothing. He said, I have learned the fellowship of his suffering. Just like he went through, I got to go through. He said, being made conformable unto his death. So you got to understand, as a believer, some stuff about you got to die. You got to understand some stuff about us have to die. And a lot of us, we don't want to die to sin. We don't want to die to what's not of God. We don't want to die to what's contrary to the word of God. All of us, amen, none of us will be perfect. But we got to realize that we got to go through, and we got to kill and deny self and deny flesh. And as you begin to deny yourself, you take on more of his spirit. The Bible said there is a war between the spirit and the flesh. There's a war. I got one part of me that want to do right, but then I got another part of me, come on, that want to yield me back into the world. I got one side of me that's want to push me into the things of God, but I got another side unto me, come on, that's called the flesh, that want me to go back unto what I used to do, go back into who I was, and go back into the wars that I used to fight. But I bless God today that whatever you feed the most is what's going to win the war. If you feed your spirit, man, then the spirit going to win. If you feed yourself the word of God, if you learn how to pray, and if you learn how to fast, and in the spirit of God, taking on the likeness of Christ, amen, then you will begin to deny self and deny the things of the flesh. But if you feed your flesh the football game and the basketball game and going and do this and going and put everything before God, then your flesh is going to win the war. There is a war between my flesh and my spirit. See, but Jesus has resurrected, and he said you also can resurrect. And as you are becoming, amen, more and more mature in God, see, that's what perfection is, maturity. See, we got to learn how to mature in God. Amen, amen. One scripture said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. Come on, but now that I'm older, come on, I put away childish things, because now I have perfected, I have matured in the things of God. I have matured in God. So now I ain't got to cuss you out. I pray for you. I ain't got to talk about you. Come on. I go to God in prayer. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. See, I'm talking about the power of the resurrection. When you really understand the power of the resurrection, then you understand I don't have to get back at nobody. I don't have to get back at a man. I don't have to get back at a woman. I don't have to get even with you because you've done me wrong. No, I ain't got to do none of that, because the power on the resurrection say I have matured in God, and who I was have died. So I'm no longer that person. I once would get even with you, but I don't have to do that no more, because now I understand the power on the resurrection. So now I get everything over to God. I put it all in his hand. I go to God in prayer. I lay my burdens down at the altar. See, the problem is this. We bring ourselves to the altar, but we pick it back up again. God said this, I ain't going to put my hands in it because your hands is in it. But the moment you take your hands out of the stuff, God said that I'll put my hand in it. But I can't put my hands in your stuff because you got your hands all in the stuff. So you got to take your hands off of it and let God fix it. Let God handle it. Can't nobody. nobody do it like God can anyway. So
yes,
let
Lord,
God work it out. Power
yes,
of the
amen.
Resurrection says this. I understand that I'm not perfect. Paul said, look here, one thing I've learned, and one thing, you know, I've gotten to the point that I'm not perfect, but I learned to forget about those things which are behind.
Come on, man.
That's called the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. See, the power of the resurrection says this. I'm not looking back into yesterday. I'm pressing for tomorrow.
Come on.
Don't you be letting nobody try to make you live into what yesterday was. See, some people will remember your mistake and remember what wrong you did yesterday. You can live in my past, but I'm saying goodbye to my past and hello to my future. See, that's the power of the resurrection. I tell you, back over the hands of our host and our co-host.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, I know you're being blessed on today as Reverend Granberry go forward. God using him in a mighty, mighty way. And as he was sharing that with you, the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, everybody was talking about the pandemic and all the COVID-19 and making a decision whether they should have the COVID shot and all. Everybody just come to their own thoughts. But, you know, God is still in control. He's in control. He said he would be, and he died. He knew this day was coming. So Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 5 through 8, it comes to mind when he said, but he, which is God, which is Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. But verse 6 said, all, it means all, we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, as Jesus hung there on the cross, every lick, every wound, every stripe that he took was for us. They led him from judgment hall to judgment hall, from prison, and done every all manners of evil just for us, just for little old me and little you. And I said little because we are little. You know, a lot of people think they're all dead in a bag of chips and whatever, but just, and what we go through, our suffering and what we go through every day of our lives cannot measure up to what our Heavenly Father, Son, darling Son, Jesus Christ went through. Our suffering is nothing compared to that. For a man to lay down his life just for you, just for you, that's telling us, our listeners, that God's plans for our life is not for nobody to be lost. His plan is not for nobody to go to hell. And I want you this evening to think about the pain and suffering that Jesus Christ went through. Think about the power. He suffered on the cross, but they just got through discussing that. But he rose with all power. He rose with the key to the king to heaven and the key to hell. He rose. And when he rose with that power, we inherit that power. And he said, I will leave with you when he went. He said, now I'm going away. I'm going back to the Father. And he's sitting on the right hand, and he's still pleading for us today. He's still asking, God, Father God, so don't forget about the pain and the suffering. I get that for them. Every time you sin, listeners, you know, we should be humbly sorry, and we should be ready to go on our knees. He said, go quickly before the throne of God. Don't wait and repent. And turn from your wicked ways and do not return doing them sins over and over again. Why? Because we don't want our Jesus Christ suffering to be in vain. We don't want his dying on the cross to be in vain. We want to live the life that God has put forth for us. We want to walk the path that God has put before us. We want to walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrop of mercy shines bright. Shine all around us, dear God, by day and by night, because Jesus is that light that I'm talking about. Jesus is the light of the world. Listen, you still have time to call in and press that number one. We have some time left in the show. Just press that number one. We so eagerly want to hear from you. We want to let you know on today that faith in your fears. When God gave me this radio show to do, it was to bless others. You may have a bowed down head on today. You may have got a call this morning. Someone did not wake up last night or died before the showtime. But we want you to know that Jesus, God, can he can come into your heart and he can lift that burden on a day. And we pray that he would dry your eyes. Somebody's family or friends may be lying on a ventilator at this time and suffering with COVID-19. We want you to know Jesus is a doctor. And we ask that God would go into those hospitals and bring them off of that ventilator. He has the powerlessness. He has all power in his hand. And I'm truly, truly, truly grateful to him. I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praises. Listeners, press that number one, and you'll be tuned into live studio with Evangelist Norma Chapman, co-host Pastor Doris Smith, and our awesome, 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 phenomenal special guest on today, Reverend Dr. Granberry, as I yield back to him. But before I yield back to him, I'm going to bring our co-host back in and let her do her closing remarks on the subject for today. And then she's going to turn it back over in the hands of our guest as he brings his closing, his topic to a closing on today. And then we'll be ready to close the show with our closing prayer co-host.
Amen, amen. Praise God. I tell you, God is truly moved by his power on and by his spirit on this line tonight. And I bless the name of the Lord. Truly the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as I shared in our notes, Jesus Christ is the foundation of the Christian faith. But what came back to my mind tonight in our closing up, in my closing remarks, is John chapter 14 and began at verse 1. It said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And I want to skip down to verse 6. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Praise God, we got to know that there is no other door that no one else qualified to do. And he did it willingly. He did it willingly, even for the space and time of missing being with his Father. He said, "Nevertheless, not my will." See, the Father's will has to be done, not my will. And he went on, praise God, to do what he was assigned by his Father to do, to fulfill what he had come here to do, and that was to lay his life down for you and I. But I want you all to understand something this evening. It's not over, praise God. It's not over yet. He said, "I've gone away, but I'm coming back." Right now, we want to use that time, praise God. He said, "When I return, I'm looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle." So right about now, what you want to do is start ironing out all the wrinkles. You want to stop faking moves and make the right moves. You want to stop imitating and duplicating and be authentic. You want to get close to God and through the power of a relationship. It's not about nickels, numbers, and names. Whoa, it is all about Jesus. The one, praise God, that paid the ultimate price. I thank God today, praise God. He said, "When I return, if you don't have it right," in other words, I'm going to make it plain for you, you won't have time to get it right. While you got a chance, see, he's the timetable. He is time. No man knows the day or the hour that he's coming back. But one thing for sure, he will return. And when he returns, wherever you are, that's where you'll remain. So it's vital right now. It's critical. And Ain't no time to be walking in competition. Ain't no time to see who sang the best, who preached the best, who's the best. Jesus Christ is the best, and there is none better, never been and never will be. You're looking for the best, and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then you need to accept him today on this line where the anointing is flowing and God is using his servant, Reverend Granberry, to break bread alive that you may live and not die. You need to accept him today as your personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
King, Lord of Lords. Lord God, strong and mighty in battle. God bless you. I thank God for the word of God today. When we understand the power of the resurrection, then we'll yield and realize it's not some about Jesus, but it's all about Jesus. God bless you as I yield back into the hands of Reverend Granberry.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Doris. Amen. You summed it up, Pastor. The power of the resurrection is this. You got to realize that we got to get saved. We got to get to know Jesus. We got to iron out the wrinkles. We got to get ourselves together for the coming of Christ. Christ is coming back. One day the Lord himself will crack the sky. He's coming back. The Lord himself is coming back to bring us back to glory, to bring us into the heavens. The Lord himself is coming back for his people. Amen. The reality is you got to get to know him for yourself. And that's the power of the resurrection. Amen. So in my closing, I want to tell you again, if you don't know him, you got to get to know Jesus. You got to get to know him. I'm talking about knowing him personally. I'm talking about knowing him for yourself, not living off the testimony of my mother or my grandmother or my grandfather. Amen. You got to know him for yourself. There are going to be some predicaments that you're going to be in, and you're going to need to call on a God that you know for yourself. There are going to be some situations you're going to find yourself in, and you're going to have to call on the Jesus that you know for yourself, not the Jesus that you know that somebody else has. Amen. But the Jesus that you know can deliver, but the Jesus that you know can bring breakthrough. Amen. So in my closing, the power of the resurrection is that I have to live a life now that's pleasing unto God. I mean, I take on his characteristics. If you don't remember anything else that I said during this hour, I want you to remember that the power of the resurrection is that you got to understand that we have been reconciled. We have been reconciled. We have been justified. We have been bought with a price. So what I used to do, I don't have to do anymore. Don't allow nobody to make you live in your yesterday. But you got to tell them, I've been delivered, snatched out of the hand of the enemy, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've been redeemed. I'm no longer bound. Come on. I can bless them because I'm no longer chained. I'm no longer held in bondage by the power of Satan. I've been snatched out of the hand of every demonic force, every demonic attack, and I can now walk in the newness of God. So the power of the resurrection is, just like he got up, I can get up. And in this season and for the remainder of my life, I got to live for him, Evangelist Chapman, so that I can once see him. God bless you today. Again, I want to thank you all for inviting me. Thank you, host Evangelist Chapman, co-host Pastor Doris. I have enjoyed myself. I want you all to keep us in your prayers. Again, thank you all for this time. I've enjoyed myself with you all, facing your fears. Amen. Radio broadcast. God bless you all over the land. Amen.
God bless you. I'd like to share with some of what our listeners on today about our upcoming annual session. You can do so at this time. We have a couple of minutes for you to put in if you want to do an invitation to the and let them know the day, very quickly, the day and the time from the beginning of the session to the ending of it, the date of the beginning, what's going to be happening on those days. You can do so at this time.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Norma Chapman. She works with our Women's Auxiliary, doing a wonderful job. I want to applaud you, Evangelist Chapman, on the work that you're doing with the Women's Auxiliary. Certainly, you are doing a wonderful job. And we want to applaud you for the service that you do render to the body of Christ. You're a jewel, Evangelist Chapman, and the body of Christ needs you. So, again, thank you for the work that you're doing in the body, and especially amongst the Universal Missionary Baptist Association, where our moderator and president is the Reverend Dr. Nathaniel Downs III. I believe he's on the call, but again, I thank God for Dr. Downs, who serves as our moderator and our president, who's doing a wonderful job, a young moderator. I believe he's the youngest moderator in New Orleans area. We got about 20 to 25 associations, and I believe he's about the youngest president. He's doing a wonderful job. So, again, we applaud him for the work that he is doing. The annual session, this will be our 110th annual session for the Universal Missionary Baptist Association, which will convene May the 3rd through May the 7th in the city of Harvey, Louisiana, which is the West Bank of New Orleans. Amen. We will convene again May the 3rd through May the 7th. On May the 3rd, we will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. That will be the 7 o'clock p.m. service will be our opening sermon. Amen. For that week, on May the 4th at 11 a.m., we will have our fraternal's hour. That's the hour where all the moderators come and honor and celebrate with our president. Again, that will be on May the 4th for 11 a.m. Then at evening for 7 o'clock p.m., the minister wives and widows will go forth. On Wednesday for 7 o'clock p.m., the Brotherhood Department will convene and go forth at 7 o'clock p.m. On Thursday, May the 6th, amen, thank God for our women's auxiliary. They will be in the hands of Evangelist Norma Chapman, and the women have a day plan beginning for 11 o'clock a.m., amen, and 12 noon. They're on Zoom and also via the telephone. About 3 o'clock p.m., that will be the hour that we honor our women's auxiliary president. That will be the women's fraternal hour for 3 o'clock p.m., where our supreme judge for this area will be our speaker that day, and we thank God for a supreme judge. 7 o'clock p.m. on that evening, amen, 6 p.m., I'm sorry, women's auxiliary model president will give her annual address. Then 7 o'clock p.m., amen, we'll be over to the parent body where they will give a sermon. And then on Friday, May the 7th, our president will give his annual message for 7 p.m., yes. And the youth department will go forth on Friday, May the 7th, for 6 p.m. This will convene at the Second Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in the city of Harvey, Louisiana, where the host pastor, amen, is our first vice president, the Reverend, amen, James Houston, who's doing a wonderful job at the Second Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. And we thank God for the work that he's doing. Again, that's located 18th Avenue in Harvey, Louisiana. Again, that's May the 3rd to the 7th. You can meet us there. You can also log into our Facebook page, the Universal Baptist Association Facebook page, where you will be able to view every service live. Every service will be live, again, via social media, Facebook page, Universal Baptist Association. God bless you, Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Doris. Amen.
Okay, but Pastor Doris, we have like 3 minutes left in the show, and very, very within a couple of seconds, if you can, share your power, motivation, or prayer line. Give them the number and the day that they can connect with you, but I don't think you have time to spell out that email, but give them a phone number and the date and time they can call and tune in with you on your broadcast as well, very quickly.
Amen. God bless you. You can connect with me on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer every Tuesday and Thursday morning, Breaking the Bread of Life, international on the line with speakers from around the globe. Praise God. Dial 712-775-7031. Access code is 710-569 and the pound. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 5 a.m. EST, and that will be 4 a.m. CST time. So those that rise early, feel free to connect in with us. 712-775-7031. Access 710-pound. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. There you have it. Listen, we want to thank you for tuning in on today's show. We want to thank Devin Doctor. DeAndra Granberry. We want to thank all our
Amen.
Listeners for tuning in on today. We want to thank our co-host for her great, great, great supportive service here on Facing Your Fears. And remember, listeners, you can call back every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 as we go forward with a new special guest every week. Every week there's a a blessing that God has sent to facing your fears. And remember, listen, to keep Christ in your life. Remember to keep, be safe out there. Keep your mask on. Remember the social distancing. And remember to pray for all of our sick and shed. And pray for our nation, your city, and your state. Those who are lost, pray that they will find their way, and that God will continue to anoint us as we go out and as we teach about the coming of Jesus Christ. Spreading the good news right here on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. Be blessed, stay safe, and good afternoon to you. This is the end of the show. Bye-bye now.